Good morning, committee. We will have Kara tell us a little bit about our amendment, then we'll have a few guest speakers here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, you should have the dash B9 amendments in front of you. They remove several sections from the bill. Actually, just one section, section 4. Mr. Fuller is here to explain his concerns about the measure, and the Department of Justice is also here. This was at their request.
Okay, sounds good. Let's have Darrell Fuller for just a moment to explain what the difficulty was and how we have arrived at where we are, along with Mr. Shepard. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Darrell Fuller with the Oregon Auto Dealers Association. Thank you for being here this morning, and my apologies for the conference committee. I can lay the blame of this conference committee directly on the shoulders of Monty King with the Used Car Dealers Association. In that,
I'm surprised.
That he read the bill. This is, as you know, there was a package of manufactured housing bills that were introduced at the beginning of the session. This was among them, and we were kind of watching it half-heartedly, and because we were under the impression that dealt only with manufactured housings, manufactured dwellings in the sale. And Monty learned after the bill was up for concurrence on the House side for the Senate amendments that one section actually dealt with all consumer goods and not just manufactured dwellings. And so all of a sudden I had to take an interest in it. And I contacted other lobby who represented people that did retail sales and discovered that NFIB and Associated Oregon Industries shared my concern that this was a change in the Unfair Trade Practices Act that had not been followed closely and that we had not had a chance to have any input on because we thought it was a manufactured dwelling bill. So we asked the Attorney General's office if they would remove that section and make sure that the bill was just a manufactured housing bill, and they agreed with that. And so that's what the amendments do, is they remove that section of the bill.
Thank you. Mr. Shepard, your comments.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Pete Shepard. I'm the Deputy Attorney General, and I also blame Mr. King. Let me say very briefly that there have been a number of cases decided by the Court of Appeals, including a 1996 case called Cullen versus Investment Strategies, that have to do with the application of the Unlawful Trade Practices Act to certain representations made by the sellers of goods or services pertaining to credit that's associated with that sale. As passed by the Senate, the B-Engross version of the bill codified, in our judgment, the holdings in those cases. But Mr. Fuller and others were concerned that the effort to codify that holding had gone beyond merely codifying the result of those cases and perhaps, in their view, had changed the law. We don't agree with that, but nonetheless, we're agreeable to taking that piece of the legislation out so that we don't raise those fears. So we are supportive of the result, and we urge this committee to recommend approval to your respective bodies.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
Any more discussion?
Yes. Well,
yeah,
we are.
We are?
Yes, we are.
Mr. Chair, I move the B-9 amendments to House Bill 3917.
You. Senator Beyer moves the dash B-9 amendments to House Bill 3917. Do we have any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Merkley.
I'd like to invite additional comment here.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm sorry to interrupt your deliberations, but I note there is a technical problem with your amendments that you might want to address before you actually adopt them. I'm certain that it's a typographical oversight, but in line 14 of the B-9 amendments, the sentence ends occurring on or after the effective.
Mr. Chair, members, when you hand engross the measure, it keeps the date of this 2001 act
very good.
Intact.
All right. Thank you.
I thought the same.
Motion before us on the B-9s. Any further discussion? Any objection? Adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Beyer.
I think the correct motion now is I recommend the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 19th and further amend the bill via the B-9s and repass the measure.
Senator Beyer moves that we concur in Senate amendments dated June 19. We further amend the measure and repass. Any discussion? Okay, Patrick, if you'd call the roll, please.
Senator Atkinson?
Aye.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Representative Merkley?
Aye.
Representative Starr?
Aye.
Chair Wilson?
Aye.
Carrier on both sides.
Carrier on both sides. Volunteers? 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 Representative Merkley on the House side, Senator Atkinson on the Senate side. All right, thank you.
Okay, members, don't leave. We'll have you sign the committee report.
Committee's adjourned.
I love it.
Thank you, guys.